Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19 tells us this: there are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven which are an abomination to him, utterly repulsive to him. Number one, haughty eyes. Number two, a lying tongue. Number three, hands that shed innocent blood. Number four, a heart that devises wicked plans. Number five, feet that run rapidly to evil. Number six, a false witness who utters lies. And number seven, one who spreads strife among brothers. Well, good Friday morning to you, and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve, and I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. And I woke up this morning thinking about the things that God hates. And in his list of seven things he hates, I don't know if you picked up on it, but he lists lying twice. Number two on the hit list is a lying tongue. God hates a lying tongue. And number six on the hate list is a false witness who utters lies. I find that very, very interesting. It's almost as if God says, I'm going to tell you the things I hate. Well, I hate haughty eyes, I hate pride, I hate lying, and then I hate these other things, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil. And then when he hits number six, and let me tell you again, I hate lying, a false witness who utters lies. God is truth. Jesus said in his great high priestly prayer, Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus said of himself, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Now, when we began this program in the early part of 2022 and taking over from Dan Celia, who went to be with the Lord, we were debating what to call the program. And so truth is huge for me. And so we said, we live in a world today of lies, and we're just swimming in lies. There's lies from the media, lies from the government, lies from the pharmaceutical companies, lies from the governmental organizations like the CDC and World Health Organization, entities that should be truthful and should be trustworthy are not. And so we said, well, what should we call the program? Well, we came up with Real Truth for Today. Real truth. You know, lots of people talk about truth, but is it real, genuine truth? Now, real truth is rooted in Scripture because God's word is truth. It's rooted in observable science. I mean, when you can go into the lab and you can prove this is true, this chemical reacts this way with this other chemical. So it's rooted in Scripture. It's rooted in observable science. It's rooted in reality. Reality. If you watch the documentary that Matt Walsh did about what is a woman, you know, he was talking to one person and they were kind of questioning, why are you even asking that? And he said, well, because we need to be living in reality. We need to be living in truth. And they just looked at him funny. This one guy was like, well, you're making me uncomfortable with that word truth. Truth is critical. If you don't have truth, you don't have anything. Jesus said in John chapter 8, 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth shall make you free. If you don't have the truth that is rooted in Scripture, rooted in observable science, rooted in reality, then you don't have anything. I had a friend of mine one time say about me, it was one of the most insightful things that anyone has ever said about me. I had never thought about this before until he said it. He was on our staff, and he was talking to a person that we were looking at to come on board, and the guy was asking him about me, and he said, well, tell me what Pastor Jeff is like. You know, what's it like to work here, and what's Pastor Jeff like? And so my friend Matt said to this guy, he said, let me tell you about Jeff. Here's how he is. If you are honest and if you take responsibility for any failures, he has tons of grace for you, tons of grace. He said, but if you're not honest and if you blame shift and you don't take responsibility for your failures, he will pick at you to death. And when my friend Matt told me that he told this guy that, it was like the light went off in my head. And it's like, you know, I am exactly like that. Because if somebody doesn't take responsibility, if somebody doesn't own what they did, if they try and blame somebody else or make excuses, that drives me crazy. That's fingernails on a chalkboard. And for some of you under 50, you say, what's a chalkboard? Well, find one sometime and put your fingernails on it, and it's a terrible sound. You can go to YouTube and do it. Fingernails on a chalkboard. It's a terrible sound. And for some of us, that just gets all over us. Well, that's the way it is for me when people lie and when they don't take responsibility. Now, in our world, we have liars just abounding. And so the Lord says he hates lying. Six things he hates: a lying tongue, number two, a false witness who utters lies, number six. This is what the Lord says in Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, the second to the last chapter of the Bible. And it talks about the wonders of heaven, Revelation 21 verse 1 through 7. And then it says this: but for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Years ago, I heard a sermon by Adrian Rogers, and he was talking about lying, and he said, you know, you're never more like the devil than when you lie, because the devil is a liar and the father of lies. And so when you lie, you're aligning yourself with the devil. That's what he does. When you tell the truth, you're aligning yourself with God, because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And it's impossible, the scripture says, impossible for God to lie. God is truth. So, how do we live in a world swimming with lies? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 says, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. Some people tell lies and they know they're telling lies. Other people push lies, but they believe they're the truth. They're deceived. We have people like that in the pulpits. Some people in the pulpit they're telling you things they know are a lie, but they're tickling your ears. They're using you. You know, the Bible says, 2 Peter chapter 2 talks about false teachers and false prophets. And it says they look at the congregants as with dollar signs in their eyes. How can I make money off this person? How can I deceive this person so they'll give me their seed money? You know, send in a $1,000 check and this is what will happen for you. And you have to give to me. If you give to me, then God will give to you. And they know what they're doing. They're trying to fleece the flock. But other people, they stand in the pulpit, they're deceived, and they believe their own baloney, and they say, well, no, this is the way it works, and they have believed a lie, and so now they preach a lie, and they preach a gospel that doesn't have repentance in it, which is huge. They preach a gospel that is, God is just welcoming of all. There's no truth in the gospel. They believe in a Jesus, perhaps, that didn't rise from the dead. They believe in a Jesus who is not God in the flesh. You can't get saved from a Jesus who is not God in the flesh, because that's not Jesus. As Paul said to the Corinthians, you believe in another Jesus whom we have not preached. And when someone comes to you and speaks to you about another Jesus whom we have not preached, you receive him and listen to him. And what's up with that? That's just terrible, because that is a false gospel. In the book of Galatians, the Lord, you talk about some strong scripture. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. How many gospels do we have? We just have one. But this is the devil's gospel, a different gospel, which is really not another, Paul says. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even though we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Let him be anathema. Let him be eternally condemned. Or as one version says, let him go to hell. That's serious, serious, hard, strong language. And then he repeats it. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to which you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a doulos of Christ, a slave of Christ, a bondservant of Christ. So we preach the truth, and we have to dig to get the truth. And in our world today, praise God for American Family Radio, American Family Association, an organization that is committed to uncovering the truth and presenting the truth on the radio and through helpful movies and documentaries and things like that, because people need the truth. Now, something that's been bothering me, and because I am wired like that, if it's not true, it just grates on me. The whole COVID situation and the COVID vaccine, it bugs me to death, all the lies that we hear, and nobody ever corrects them. Nobody takes responsibility for the lies that are shed and or that are shared. And they just act like, oh, no, we never said that. Well, we live in a day and age where you can't really cover it up, because people know what you said. They have a record of what you said. It's not like it was 30, 40 years ago. And, you know, I had a medical professional tell me when I said, hey, you know, when it comes to a vaccine, two questions are critical. Is this safe? And is it effective? And if it doesn't pass those two tests, then no way would I take it. No way would I tell anybody else to take it. Is it safe? If I take this vaccine, am I going to get sicker from the vaccine than I would from the disease? I'd take my chances with the disease. Is it safe? Is it effective? If it doesn't work, why would I take that? And so we had people, when the vaccine came out, what did we hear? Tony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the guy that's supposed to be the guru of all medical gurus. He said this: when people are vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. Well, that's an obvious lie. Now, did he know that when he uttered it? I think so, but he uttered it anyway. Rochelle Walensky, she is the head of the CDC. She said vaccinated people do not carry the virus and don't get sick. Albert Bourla, he's the CEO of Pfizer. There is no variant that escapes the protection of our vaccines. Have you ever heard these guys come back and say, well, I was wrong. Hey, I said this and this has proven to not be true. You know, you can say something that you think is true and then you find out it's not. I said that something yesterday on the air, that every Democrat voted against the abortion bill about, hey, if the baby is born alive, you save the life of the baby. I said every single one of them voted against it. I was wrong, and I corrected myself, because one lone congressman in Texas voted with the Republicans. So when you say something wrong, you need to correct it. And if you don't, you're not operating in truth and integrity. Hey, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We'll be right back as we talk about the truth and the lies.
Preborn celebrates that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. Roe has been responsible for the slaughter of over 63 million babies. Now the decision to abort a child will be left in the hands of the states, and sadly, abortions will continue in the most liberal states. Over the past 16 years, Preborn has positioned their clinics in the top abortion cities where 50% of abortions occur. Preborn's work of saving babies' lives continues at an even greater level as they save babies' lives and defend their centers from the radical hate groups who want to shut them down. Preborn's response is dependent on you, the pro-life community. Be a part of rescuing lives and changing hearts for Christ. $28 sponsors one ultrasound, and $140 will help to rescue five babies' lives. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or go to preborn.com. All gifts are tax deductible.
This week on Truth for Life, we're learning how to recognize false teachers and how to respond to scoffers who say Jesus isn't returning. We'll also find out how to become more like Christ as we prepare for His return. That's our focus on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Truth for Life, weekday mornings at 11:30 Central on AFR and online at afr.net.
Today's issues, offering understanding and encouragement.
To those of you who may be worried, let me remind you that our God reigns.
AFA President Tim Wildman is joined by a host of godly voices to help make sense of the news of the day.
Once they take the word experimental off of it, I might feel better about it.
Right. It's only a few outlets like you at American Family Radio that are bothering to report it.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association, and you hear me on American Family Radio. Hey, if you're looking for a vacation with a purpose, maybe 2023 is your year to join us for one of our spiritual heritage tours. We're going to be going to our nation's capital in June and September and seeing all the sites that you're familiar with, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the United States Capitol. And on the list goes. We're going to be going to Washington, D.C. in June and September. In September, we're also going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. So a lot of history there that we're going to see and experience. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation is our historian who will be joining us all along the way. For the dates, the cost, and all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about the subject of lying. God hates lying. Now, God loves liars because God loves sinners, but God hates lying just like God hates sin. And, we have for a long, long time said that we love the sinner, we hate the sin. People today, they balk at that. They get angry when you say that. You know, how dare you? This is who I am. You know, if you don't accept me who I am, you don't really love me. But God doesn't accept us unless we repent. He doesn't accept us with our sin. He doesn't accept us as we hold on to sin. He said, if you'll turn from sin and trust me, then you'll be forgiven. I've said this numerous times to people. The prodigal son left the father's house, and he wasted his father's wealth in wine, women, and song. And when he ran out, and a famine hit the land, and he ran out of money, when he ran out of money, he ran out of friends. And what does he do? He's a Jew, and he attaches himself to one of the citizens of the land, and he's told to go feed the pigs. That's all he can do, and he's longing to eat the pig slop. I can't get any worse than that, except it does, because it can't get any worse than that, wanting to eat pig slop. And then it says he comes to his senses, and he says, wait a minute, do not my father's hired men have food to eat? They're not eating pig slop. I will get up and go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. And he got up and left the pigsty. He got it. That is repentance, a picture of repentance right there. I tell people this all the time. You can't get right with God at the pigsty. You have to leave the pigsty. And when you leave the pigsty, then you can get right with God. But if you want God to save you at the pigsty, he won't do that. Why? Because you're still holding on to your sin. And God won't, he won't receive you in sin. Jesus came to save us from our sins, not in our sins. And so he delivers us, Colossians chapter 1, from the domain of darkness and transfers us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And we are different. We're twice born men living in a world of once born men. And we are different. Everything is different. The Lord says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. And so this this revelation that I had through my friend Matt, Jeff can't, he has tons of grace if you're honest, if you take responsibility. He has no grace if you're not. Now you think about that with God. God is like that. If we're not honest with God, if we don't come clean with God, God can't, he can't work in our lives because you're not operating in truth. This is the message. I go back to 1 John chapter 1. I would encourage you to read 1 John chapter 1 and memorize 1 John chapter 1. This is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hey, a Christian is not perfect. A Christian, when you say you're a Christian, that doesn't mean you don't ever sin. But when you say you're a Christian and you're walking with God, that means you're dealing with sin. So if we say that we have fellowship with him, and we're not being truthful, and we're walking in darkness, and we're trying to live this double life, we're trying to compromise, the Lord says, hey, you're not walking with me. You're not practicing the truth. You're lying. But if we will bring our sin into the light, if we'll deal with things, if we'll come to the Lord and say, Lord, this is what I did. It was wrong. I sinned against you. God, have mercy on me. God, forgive me. I want to walk in the light with you. Then what does the Lord have? He has tons of grace for you and for me. And we can come boldly before the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now it says this in verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Hey, truth is so critical. It's so important. The Lord hates lying lips. He hates a false witness who utters lies. So let me ask you this. Are you living in truth? Are you living in honesty? Are you walking in the light as the Lord is in the light? Everyone, every Christian I know struggles with something. In this life, we never get to the place where it's like all my struggles are over. I've beaten every temptation, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life. I've whipped it all, and there are no more battles to fight. The Bible says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, if anyone thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. If you think you stand, you feel like you've conquered it all, then take heed lest you stand, because you're probably standing in pride. I read a book some years ago. I think it was about Gordon MacDonald, a pastor. I think that's who it was. But he was talking to another friend, pastor friend, and he said, well, let me tell you something I know that the devil can't get me on. He can't get me on sexual immorality. I would never have an affair. I would never cheat on my wife. And the devil knows that. And he just, that's a dead end for him. And it was 1 year almost to the day that he said that to his friend that he fell into sexual immorality. Hey, therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. You have things that you deal with. I have things that I deal with. And it's going to revolve around the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, the things inside those deeds of the flesh. As the Bible gives us a list of those in Galatians chapter 5. The deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, and things like drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. And we deal with those things, and not everybody has the same struggle. So I have friends, many guy friends, their struggle is the lust of the flesh. Their struggle is with looking on a woman to lust for her. I think that is for most guys. I'd say the overwhelming majority, I mean like 98% of guys. But I have some other friends, and they're not so tempted with the lust of the flesh, although that's there, but it's the lust of the eyes. It's greed. And they're constantly thinking about ways to make a buck and ways to make a quick buck. And they look at things, oh, I want this, I want that, I want the other. And you know, the scripture says, let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have, not desiring more and more and more. And for those guys, desiring more and more and more, that is the big temptation. And so whatever your temptation is, if it, you're dealing with pride, that's a big temptation. Bitterness, a big temptation. Somebody hurts me and I hold on to that. And it's really hard for me to let those things go. An insecurity, a trust issue where it's really hard for me to trust. You can't walk with God unless you trust God, unless you trust His Word. And some people have been wounded by a parent, by somebody who should have been trustworthy, and they weren't trustworthy, and then they project that onto God. And, hey, I couldn't trust this person. I couldn't trust my dad. I couldn't trust my mom. Now I can't trust God. And so they have real trust problems. Whatever your struggle is, you have to bring it into the light with the Lord. You don't let it foul and fester in the shadows. You can't let lies dominate your life. You can't let lies live in your life. You have to bring them into the light with the Lord. And if you do that, what does He have? You are honest and you take responsibility and you let the Lord know, Lord, this is what I'm struggling with. This is where I am. God has tons of grace for you. He hates lies. He loves the truth. And if you and I want to walk with God, we have to walk in the truth, and we have to be honest and take responsibility. And so, you know, as we think about things, I look on Twitter a lot, and I'll go into the search mode and just see what is popular right now. And one of the things that's popular right now is the hashtag died suddenly news. And people are talking about folks that are dropping dead. And they're talking about the truth of that. Now, you might be familiar with the name Dr. Peter McCullough. He's a cardiologist. And he has been sounding the alarm about the COVID vaccine. And he presented this piece of data just the other day. He said in Europe, they've done a study, and they said before the COVID vaccine, they had athletes that would have cardiac arrest to the tune of about 29 per year. So of all their athletes, 29 per year would have cardiac arrest on the field or, you know, in the locker room, wherever they were, these guys in tip-top shape all of a sudden. And he said most of those 29, almost all of those 29, had some heart issues. You think about Hank Gathers, the guy that died on the basketball court years and years ago. Well, he had a heart arrhythmia. He had some heart problems. He said, now, today, post-COVID vaccine shots, it went from 29 per year to 1,598 per year, And I mean, this is just from 21 to 22. So it's not like they've had a lot of data to put in their post-COVID shots. But 1,598 per year. And of those, he said 1,101 have been deadly. So these guys having a heart, cardiac arrest, having a heart attack, two-thirds of them are, they have a heart attack and they die. And whether they die on the field or die in the hospital, you know, hours, days later, well, we don't know for sure, but they're dying from that. And he brings up the point, why is that? You know, do we just turn a blind eye to that, or do we start to investigate that? And so the way I'm wired, if something is hidden in the darkness, I want to bring it into the light. And as I told one healthcare professional when we would go back and forth on this COVID thing, because she was pro getting the shot and I'm pro not getting the shot. And I told her one day, I said, listen, I said, I know I don't want this to cause a rift in our relationship because I love you. But here's the thing, you need to know this. I want you to be right and I want to be wrong. Because if I'm wrong and you're right, that's wonderful. 13 billion doses of the COVID vaccine have been distributed worldwide and in given worldwide. 13 billion, that's a lot. That's a whole lot. I want you to be right, I told her. I don't want to be right. Because if I'm right and you're wrong, then lots of people are in harm's way. Lots of people. The Dr. Zev Zelenko that was giving people alternatives to the COVID vaccine and what do you do if you get COVID, and he had the protocol with hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and zinc and Quercetin and different drugs, natural things to get to combat that. He said this, and he was being interviewed brought before this Israeli court to give his opinion on the COVID vaccine. And they asked him about it. And he said, you know, COVID is a real thing. People are dying from COVID. But he said, if everybody in the world, now he's just, you know, postulating this, his opinion, if everybody in the world got COVID, this is early on in the days of COVID and in the days of the vaccine. If everybody in the world got COVID, he said, you'd have 20 million deaths. He said, if everyone in the world got vaccinated and took the mRNA vaccine, he said you'd have 2 billion deaths. Now, I don't know how he's coming up with that. That's what he said. But he called it the poison death shot. He called it the clot shot. And what are we seeing today? You talk to people that perform autopsies. They see blood clots like crazy. You talk to morticians that are embalming people. Hard to embalm people. Why? Because they're clotted all over the place. What's causing that? That's an honest question. But that's a question a lot of people won't let you ask because you do that and people just turn you off. I post anything about COVID and people just, no, it's crickets. Nobody wants to respond to that. Why? Well, because a lot of them, most of them have had the shot, and so they don't even want to go there. What can I do? And I get that. You don't want to think about it. But we need to be talking about it. We need to uncover the truth. And if it's dangerous, we need to let people know, hey, this is dangerous. And how do you undo it? I don't think there's a way to undo it. But there is a God who is over it all. There's a God who responds to truth and honesty and righteousness. And when we walk in the light with him, when we bring everything out into the open with him, he can take things that we have done, whether it's sins or it's errors in judgment, whatever it might be, And he can turn those around for good. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. When we come back from the break, we'll open the phone lines, 888-589-8840. And I'd love to talk to you about this subject, and I'd love to talk to you about the truth versus the lies and how we are to walk in the light as he himself is in the light. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth, your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA Streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
Judy Goodell and her husband set up a charitable gift annuity through the AFA Foundation.
What we love about it is that it represents stewardship principles that we feel strongly about. So we got very, very excited about this opportunity.
With a charitable gift annuity through the AFA Foundation, an AFA supporter can guarantee a permanent monthly income, as well as supporting the American Family Association for years to come.
We do feel convicted about really praying about all that God has really blessed us with. And so many people we know just want to leave it all to their kids. And we know the danger of that. And so we just are really just trying to pray through it. And God gave us great confirmation as we prayed that this would be a good use of the Lord's money.
Find out if a charitable gift annuity is right for you at 800-326-4543, extension 345, or email foundation@afa.net.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about the six things which the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. God's seven on the hate list. Lying is listed twice because God really, really, really hates that. And those who end up in hell, of the eight groups that God speaks of that end up in hell, the last group is all liars. So if we're going to walk with God, if we're going to come to the Lord, we have to be honest. We have to be honest about our sin. We have to come before him and say, I have sinned. God, have mercy on me. And if we, that's how a person gets saved, repentance and faith. How does a person walk with God? Through repentance and faith, we deal with sin. We walk in the light with him. We confess our sins to him, and we don't let anything foul and fester in the shadows. And so we live in a world today, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. And some are deceivers, and some are believing the lies, and they are walking in deception, thinking that they are doing good and helping people, when all the while They're handing out Tylenol as it relates to the COVID vaccine. They're handing out Tylenol that is laced with poison. So we need to be people that dig for the truth like the Bereans. They heard Paul preach, and then they would examine the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. We need to be like that. President Reagan used to say, trust but verify. Make sure that what you're being told is true. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840, and we have Mike on the line from Nebraska. Mike, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, hi, Pastor. I just wanted to say that you're spot on with all your comments.
Thank you,
I enjoy listening to your show in the morning. Drive bus, and as soon as I get off the bus, I tune in, and all your shows have been excellent. Just wanted to say that. But you're spot on.
Thank
with
you.
This whole thing about public discourse about things that need to be talked about that were being squelched, and the vaccine is a huge example of that. And, I mean, there's other things, but it is a life and death situation with the vaccine. And it's just a matter of, you know, we're in a country that used to have public discourse about these things, and was fine to go and investigate until recently.
Right.
Then all of a sudden it became persona non gratis if you ever bring it up. And I just agree with you on that. Wanted to validate, you know, my wife and I had COVID twice and got through it very easily. I wouldn't say it was, you know, a walk in a park, but we didn't have huge problems, and we did take the Zelensky protocol and some other things that were not mentioned that it could help people, but a lot of times those things are squashed as well. So, I totally 100% agree with you, and just wanted to leave it there.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's pretty suspect when people are coming up with other ways to treat COVID, the hydroxychloroquine or the ivermectin, and immediately those drugs get pulled. You can't get them. And it's like, why? You know, ivermectin has been around. It was the drug of the year, the drug of the decade, way back when. It's been around since 1950s. It is proven to be safe, and yet all these people then began to, that's the worst drug. That's a horse drug, and that's terrible, and you're going to kill yourself with that. You know, you just gotta take anything that you hear from the government. You know, it's almost like if it comes from the government, if you don't take that with a massive grain of salt or just say this is probably a lie, you're being extremely naive, because big government and big pharma are big liars. And the proof is in the pudding. You can just read about the lies and see the lies that they've told and the amount of money that they've had to pay. Pfizer paid in 2009, they had to pay $2.3 billion for fraud, for lying about one of their drugs or a couple of their drugs. So to think that, well, they would never lie to us about COVID. They made $40 billion last year on the COVID vaccine. There are 40 billion reasons why they would lie to you about the results. So thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. We have Steve from Indiana on the line. Steve, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Very good, sir. Two things.
Yes, sir.
Please speak to the people about what is called elite capture. You've got to understand the enemy. The enemy, of course, is Communist China. So educate the people about elite capture. And second of all, you need to read about the Chinese security, the Chinese game called Y-Key. Understand that. Next, regarding the shot, you need to have people start pulling the DNA of the people that die. You will see when you do that, there are certain strains of DNA which are the people that are dying. Other strains of DNA, the people are not afflicted. I'll leave you now. I want you to continue what you're doing. You're doing a great job, but we've got to learn to preach not to the choir, but to the congregation. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. That's a good word. I'll have to look those things up. I'm not familiar with elite capture, if that's something in particular, but I'll look those up. And you're exactly right. You know, preaching to the choir. I mean, the choir needs to know the music for sure, but we need to get that out, and we need to speak the truth in love. And what I've found with people, so many people that have gotten the vaccine, if you question anything with the vaccine, it makes them very uncomfortable, because it's, you know, what can we do to reverse that? I got this vaccine. I don't want to think that it could be bad, so I just dismiss it in hand that it's fine. You're just a conspiracy theorist. You're you know, rabble rouser, whatever. I love what somebody said about Noah, you know, when he told the world in Genesis chapter 6, hey, God's going to destroy the world with a flood, but we're building this ark, and the ark is the ark of safety. And they called him a conspiracy theorist until it started to rain, and then they knew what he said was true. Well, we have Wyatt on the line from Mississippi. Wyatt, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Daddy, I'd like to ask for you to pray for my brother, my sister, and other family members and other people that have taken the vaccine and that are coming up with health issues and, you know, dying, because it's just a sad state of affairs with everybody just falling in line and what they've done and not wanting to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it really is, Wyatt, and I've been praying that. I have family members that have taken the vaccine, and you know, that was their choice, and they felt like you know, that they trusted the people that told them this is a good thing for you, this will help you, this will protect you. And you know, the masses, somebody knows. So evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. There are the deceivers that know what they're doing. The people that created this vaccine, they knew what they were making, and they knew the side effects. You know, they've sealed the reporting of this, or the trials, clinical trials. What did this show? Well, we're not going to let you know that for 75 years, which is, you know, nothing says trust the science like that. But yeah, you have all these untold millions of people that have taken the vaccine, and now there are side effects to that are going to be way more deadly, I believe, than COVID ever was. So yes, we can definitely pray for them. We'll do that right now. Father in heaven, we know that you're the healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. And so we pray for all the dear folks that are struggling with this. Maybe they're struggling with COVID. Maybe they're struggling very seriously with the flu, as that's been going around. But for so many that got the shot, and now they're seeing things where people are just dying suddenly, and cardiac arrest and myocarditis and blood clots and these kinds of things. And Father, we just pray for your hand to be upon them. And Lord, you'd take what the devil meant for evil, you would turn it for good. We know that you're the God who gives health, and you're the God who gives strength, and you're the God who is the great physician. And so we just entrust them to you. And we pray, Lord, that the truth would come out, and that, God, that you would work this together for good, just like you promise in your word. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Wyatt. Well, we have Louise on the line from West Virginia. Louise, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to read a paragraph from a speech that Henry Kissinger made to the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics on February 25th, 2009. It'll take a minute to read it, okay? He said, once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the, quote, greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good, quote. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now, what's for lunch?
Wow.
You know, I read that sometime before COVID came out. So when I heard that a vaccine was coming out, I told my husband, we are not taking a vaccine. And so we didn't, and we advised our children not to. Some of them did. But anyway, you know, and I think what hurt us, honestly, was President Trump saying, go get your shots. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he was deceived or if he's part of the big plan. I have no idea. I loved him, you know. I loved what he did. But anyway, I think that's why so many conservatives bowed to the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Louise, for calling in. Thanks for reading that quote. It's very chilling. But I think that's exactly right. That's what's going on. And the Lord's over it all. So nothing happens. A sparrow doesn't fall to the ground unless the Lord knows it, unless the Lord checks off on that. And so God is letting things move in this direction because he has a plan, ultimate plan and ultimate purpose. But I think what you're seeing, too, I tweeted this today. With the way people put pressure on folks, hey, we'll take your job from you if you don't get vaccinated, and all the pressure from the media and from entertainers, you know, you're a terrible, horrible person, you're killing grandma if you don't get vaccinated, and many succumbed to that pressure. You think what it's going to be like during the tribulation period when the Antichrist says you have to get the mark of the beast on your right hand or on your forehead, and without the mark, you can't buy, you can't sell, you can't live, and people will be forced to get that mark, and they will just say, well, we don't have a choice, and so we have to do it. You have to pledge your allegiance to the Antichrist when you get that mark of the beast. And it is going to be hard for those who miss the rapture to go through the tribulation period. So I appreciate that, Louise, and thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for calling in today. Well, we're almost out of time, but we have Patricia in Texas. Patricia, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Pastor. I would just like to make a comment. I lost my 21-year-old daughter and my husband 13 months apart. So it just, my savings went to their services. So I moved back to Texas where my family lives, and I just feel deceived because I held out on the vaccine. My job forced it on us. They threaten you can't work unless you take it. I'm a public health nurse. So I just feel really deceived. I didn't take it. I held out till the last minute. I would see COVID positive patients. Before I got vaccinated, I was taking the hydroxychloroquine from a doctor in Florida that sent it to me. I never got it. And from the get-go, I knew that there was something wrong. Just from being a nurse. I just would like to say, I just feel really deceived and tricked, and what they did wasn't right. But I pray every day for God's protection for everybody that's been deceived, and I think he'll protect us. I do.
Yeah, I agree with that, Patricia. God is a good God, and many, many people did what they thought was right and what was going to be helpful for them, and that's what they were told. It was going to be helpful for them, and so the Lord knows that, but he also knows those who were perpetrating a lie on the people of the world, and they're going to have to pay for that because hell is populated by all liars, that key group. Well, thank you for listening today to Real Truth for Today. And I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. Have a great weekend. I look forward to being with you on Monday. Go out, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And God will use you. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.